855-450-FREE. Sorry about that. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we share with you. On the website, the we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark. You know, I'm really pleased now that we have 125 affiliates, Ian, that you're acting so professionally, even leaving the audio on there and stuff.
Yep, I do my best here. What can I say? So 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves, and also we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Been getting a lot of requests on Skype recently, which is a good thing, because you do have to send us a contact request first, and then once you are accepted, you will then be able to easily connect with us on Skype and probably sound like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So lots to discuss here tonight. Apparently there's a new NSA revelation that has come out recently. We might be able to get to that. New York City's stop and frisk. There's been a major court ruling there. But, Mark, you've been holding on to a story that you've been wanting to discuss for the past several days, and we haven't gotten to it yet. So what is it?
Yeah, this is one of the saddest stories you're going to hear all week. I mean, it's really a terrible story. It's out of KVUE, and written by Chris Betts here. Round Rock. He never thought his visit with her Thursday, July 25th, would be his last. We got to sit down at McDonald's and have lunch and play for a while, said Round Rock resident Joshua Hill. She got a little Despicable Me 2 toy in her Happy Meal. She loved it. She kept climbing up on my lap, and she fed me French fries. But on Monday night, his daughter, Alexandria, or Alex as he liked to call her, was rushed to a Rockdale hospital with severe head injuries, then flown to Scott and White's Children's Emergency Hospital in Temple and immediately placed on life support.
Mm.
Alex was living with foster parents after DFPS. These child protective services are called something different in every state.
Yeah.
So this is the Department of Family Protective Services or something like that. Removed her from her parents' home last November for neglectful supervision. Hill admits that they were smoking pot while his daughter was asleep. We never hurt our daughter. She was never sick. She was never in the hospital. She never had any issues until she went into state care. For 2 months, Alex was placed in a home that Hill says was dangerous. She would come to visitation with bruises on her.
Oh, my.
Mold and mildew in her bag. I got to the point where I was actually told CPS that they would have to have me arrested because I'd never let her go back. In January, CPS...
They'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, they'll go ahead and arrest you. They've got important work to do. In January, CPS placed her with Cheryl Small in Rockdale, and Hill says things seem safe there. They listened, they paid attention when we had concerns, they tried to keep us in the loop, but in the end, it wasn't enough. Hill got the call Monday night that his daughter was in a Temple hospital. They wouldn't tell me the condition she was in, or what was wrong, or what happened. The only thing they would tell me is I needed to be there. When I got there, I found Alex was in a coma. For 2 days, they held out hope that she would regain consciousness, but on Wednesday night, Alex was taken off life support. Rockdale detectives say Small's explanation didn't match up with Alex's injuries. Though Thursday, they arrested the foster mother on murder charges. Hill says that he was less than 4 hours away from getting Alex back, and now he'll never get the chance. You know, there are some times, you know how the Amber Alert's named after a little girl named Amber?
Yeah.
There's sometimes news stories that can change the world, change a society.
Hmm.
Maybe this is the one.
Nah.
Maybe Alex Hill is the one where...
That'd be nice, but no. There have been plenty of kids abused by the foster care system.
Well,
plenty of them.
This, to take a child away from their parents because the parents smoke marijuana is a real push, right? I mean, there's a lot...
Not unheard of.
There's a lot of parents that drink alcohol.
This is the marijuana-smoking parents' worst nightmare.
Sure is.
There are a lot of people in this country who consume marijuana, cannabis, on a recreational basis, you know, it's their drug of choice when they get home from a long day at work and they want to relax on the couch or whatever. That's just the reality. And many of these people who smoke cannabis have kids. They're responsible cannabis users. They have jobs. They may even be business owners. And the state doesn't care about all that. It's illegal. And if you're caught with it, then they may just take your children from you.
And your children may go into foster care. We've talked about foster care a lot on the show. And I know there's some great foster parents out there.
There must be.
But there are also ones. This little girl wasn't at an abusive foster home. She was at two. She was moved from one abusive foster home to another one where the lady killed her.
Did this story come off of a front page of Free Talk Live?
I didn't check that, but I'm certain it has been placed there at freetalklive.com.
I saw it, too, and it's heart-wrenching.
It is. It's terrible.
I watched a couple of news bits about it. This little girl is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't want to mention this, but it is a beautiful child. It doesn't matter because all the people with the ugly children out there think they're beautiful, but this is really a beautiful child, you know?
Yeah, I teared up a little watching it, just thinking what the end of it was.
They've got video of this little girl. They've got pictures of this little girl. You know, by all accounts, her parents loved her. Nobody's a perfect parent, and I'm sure that these people wouldn't claim to be the perfect parents. But
Mark, how can you be so critical of this system? I mean, the foster care system is there for the most part to help kids in damaged homes escape from abusive parents. Sure, every now and then a kid gets abused and raped and murdered by their foster care parents. But gosh, if it isn't, I mean, that system's got to be saving kids from bad things, right? I mean, saves one life.
It's going to have to save a life for every life that it ends in order to just reach neutral buoyancy. And you're going to have to show me that it's in fact saving two lives for every life that it ends. And I don't have those numbers. It's very difficult to know this. I mean, there are certainly children that are taken out of very bad situations with their parents and put into foster care. And I don't doubt that for a second. But it's really difficult to know. And the first order of business is to do no harm.
These foster parents, a lot of them are just some losers that want to get paid. They want to get a check in order to have these kids around. And we've heard stories about them locking children in cages in other homes. I mean, so this is certainly not the most upsetting abuse story. There are some other ones, like, you know, locking the kids in cages and starving them half to death.
Well, this is pretty upsetting. I mean, this girl was beaten to death.
This is terrible, but it's not the only one. Like, you act like this is going to be the story that's going to change things, and it's not. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean,
I appreciate your optimism.
And I'm most concerned about the situation, not with parents getting their kids taken from foster care. I think that that's a conversation to have, but pot-smoking parents having their kids taken, and put into foster care. I think, if you're going to take children and put them in foster care, I think that the first thing you need to show is physical harm. You need to show me that this child has been abused on more than one occasion, because I think that anybody can make a mistake. You know, like, you grab your child around the arm and he's get bruises from too hard of a grip. It happens. It just happens. I mean, you're going to need to show me a pattern of abuse before you take a child out of a parent's home. And by all evidence, that's not how CPS works around this nation. I don't know what the specific states and the rules are, but people are having their kids taken away because they smoke marijuana, and that's not a good reason.
You can have your kids taken away just because somebody reported something was going on
in
your home.
And that's not a good enough reason.
And then they'll investigate you and then determine whether or not
they can give your kids back. And that's another problem in this country. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. So they shouldn't take people's kids away until you can establish some kind of pattern of abuse. And I know that that will result in some people, the death of some children. I understand that. But so is CPS. Just because you put it in the hands of the government and government bureaucrats are not responsible for their actions does not mean that nobody's responsible. It means the people who advocated for this government system initially are responsible.
We will return in moments here. Maybe you have a story about your interactions with these bureaucrats. You're welcome to share that with us. If you've got a DCF or CPS or whatever the heck they're called where you live story, you're welcome to do that. Here at 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And do you really think this particular story is going to change anything? I'm highly skeptical of that claim by Mark. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio, we have Ian tonight.
Jonathan Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. They include our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You can get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, all for free. m.freetalklive.com. Now, let's say that you are in the midst of deciding what to do about your web presence, maybe for your business or your personal blog or whatever it is that you do online or that you might want to. Maybe you haven't created the site yet. But you can start one from scratch in moments by going to squarespace.com and starting up your own website. Maybe it's an e-commerce site, a blog, a portfolio site. You want to show off some of your artwork, your photographs, start up your own blog. I mean, their templates are absolutely incredible. They're beautiful. And most importantly, Squarespace.com is easy to use. Everything is drag and drop. You can drag right from your desktop and rearrange the elements of content within a page easily at Squarespace.com. The themes are varied. They're beautiful. They're professionally done. The 24/7 support is always there for you, and you can go and get started right now. With just your email address, there's no credit card required to sign up for the free trial at Squarespace.com. But, you know, we're talking about the Free Talk Live mobile site. One of the important things about Squarespace is every Squarespace template that they have scales down. So if you are looking at it on your smartphone, then you'll be able to see a different looking site. Like, it knows what it's being viewed on, so it'll show the appropriate version of the site for that device. So if you're looking at the site on your desktop, it's going to look different than it does on the phone. It's not like, you know when you go on a smartphone and you visit a website and it's just like the whole website, that there's not a special mobile site.
And you can't really see anything. You're constantly sort of scanning across.
Scrolling around. Yeah, right. You don't have that problem.
So it's Squarespace.com. It's smart and beautiful.
Yeah, no doubt. And cheap, too. When you are ready to get started, $8 a month is the price point here. That's the, that's a lower tier, but it's still a darn good tier, especially if you're just getting started on the web. If you want to go up to totally unlimited bandwidth and unlimited storage space, that's $16 a month. And if you buy the year package instead of the monthly package, you get an extra discount. Plus, you can use our discount code to get 10% off. The discount code for Free Talk Live is FTL and the number 8. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 8 for 10% off of your order at squarespace.com. But go and get started with the free trial, and you can test everything out and make sure it's as easy and intuitive and beautiful as I claim it is. Squarespace.com.
FTL 8.
That's right. So, Mark, you started the show out tonight with a disturbing story, and I don't recall where it was from. You read off whatever Department of Children and Families, but I don't remember what state.
Texas.
Texas, where a couple was busted for smoking some cannabis, and I'm curious to know how that actually transpired. I don't think the story goes over that, but they had their children, or their daughter, taken from them because they were convicted, I guess, for possession of cannabis, which is absolutely outrageous. I would love to hear someone, I really would love to hear whichever bureaucrat it was that made the decision to do that, explain it. How is it that you can justify taking children from parents because they have a plant, because they've smoked a plant that happens to be illegal? Why? Is it because that means they're criminals now, and that for some reason they can't raise a child because they've smoked cannabis at some point in their life, or now they've got a criminal record because of that, and so they're bad parents all of a sudden? I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, who could make that that claim?
Now, a criminal is somebody who harms someone physically or steal something from them.
Well, that's our definition of a criminal, but the state has a much broader definition. The state's definition is anyone who violates one of their statutes, one of their criminal statutes.
Yeah, I'd say that this is a misplaced prejudice against marijuana. I would think individually, everybody who works for these, generally most people who work for these bureaucracies, understand that marijuana is at least as harmless as alcohol.
There's plenty of bureaucrats that smoke weed. I mean,
right.
Come on.
At least as harmless as alcohol, if not more harmless than alcohol. All the studies show that alcohol is more harmful than marijuana. But that's fine, even if you put it on the same level. I can see a bureaucrat coming to the conclusion these people, shoot heroin and smoke crack at night after their child goes to sleep. They are incapable of dealing with their child.
Sure, if their drug habit were actually leading them to not feed or clothe or take care of their child, that would be something. But the average cannabis smoker is not having that problem. And as you said, this was a beautiful child. She looked like she was well taken care of, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the child had been in foster care for some time, but yeah.
When was the photo taken? You mentioned there was a photo. I haven't seen it personally, but you mentioned there was a photo of this child.
There are many photos of her.
Well, were those taken by the foster parent that was abusing her? That seems highly unlikely.
Well, I don't know the dates on these photos. No one has given me a time stamp on them. I'm sorry.
I saw a video of the child, and I can't say. It didn't say. The videos that I saw, it wasn't specified when they were taken. I assume that they were taken when she was with her real family.
That's what I'm going to presume.
Because she seems so happy.
Yeah, if you're an abusive foster parent, you're not going to be likely taking pictures of the child you're beating.
Well, if you're visiting with your real child at a restaurant while they're in foster care, you likely are taking pictures. And children grow up so quickly. When they're young, you're more likely to take more pictures. In this circumstance, I can see a video of her and her father in what is either their part of their home, because I see a washing machine, or it is a laundromat. I'm guessing home, so I'm guessing that this was taken at home before the child was taken. But that's just one video. They've got lots of videos out there of this little girl.
Right. But nobody made any allegations that the parents were abusive. Nobody ever made any allegations that the child was in a home that was dangerous. You know, she wasn't living, as I said, in this foster lady's home. There was, mold and mildew growing
on
her
back. That was the first foster home. The child was in two. She went from a foster home where there's allegations of mistreatment, physical mistreatment, and allegations of neglect, and moved to a foster home where they didn't have, up to this point, didn't have any complaints other than the lady killed my kid, which is a pretty big complaint.
Yeah, it's kind of from the frying pan into the fire there. I really would love to hear from somebody that could defend this. I mean, who could possibly look at a family whose only fault, if you want to call it that, is they smoke cannabis and say, well, this is not the right environment for a child. Really? Well, what about the families where somebody's drinking every night?
I don't think too many people are going to defend this behavior.
Nobody
will. But this is the reasonable, foreseeable results of prohibition laws against cannabis. This is reasonable and foreseeable. If you make laws prohibiting the use of cannabis, this is what's going to happen. We're going to say that, especially Schedule 1 drug, cannabis should be dropped down to the lowest schedule if they're going, decriminalized to the lowest schedule if they're going to. But the federal government's not going to do that because they make way too much money from cannabis being illegal.
Can they take your child for any violation of the criminal code? I mean, what about speeding tickets?
Probably not.
855-450-FREE. Well, why not? Is that around the corner? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can also join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. You can bring up anything.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. They are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as our chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that is run by Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for some time. And he also has his own podcast. That podcast is called SchoolSucksProject.com. Now, he's on the podcast with Brett Fenoy, and actually they bring on some other folks too now and then. And the point of the project is to promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. On the show, they discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can go to SchoolSucksProject.com there and check out all the things that they've got on the website. It's SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right. So, I was serious when I asked the question or pointed out that this could be going to speeding tickets next. And as far as, in case you're just tuning in, parents had their child taken from them because they were caught smoking marijuana or possessing marijuana. They got a criminal record for having marijuana, and so therefore that apparently was enough justification to steal their child from them, put it into the foster care system where the young girl was then brutally murdered, apparently, by one of the foster parents, after also leaving another foster household where she was being beaten. And what else happened to her in that other household? Beaten and
in the first household?
The first household.
first household, she
just in a crappy house where there's mold and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
it was
right?
It was gross, and she was getting some kind of bruises and things like that somehow or another.
So you've got this horrible story about what's happening to these foster kids, and all of this because the child was taken from a family that smoked cannabis. And I asked, is this going to happen to people who get a speeding ticket or some other non-crime, some of the open container violation? I mean, why not? If not, Mark, you brushed that one off as though, well, that couldn't be possible. But what is the argument from those who believe that it's okay to take a child from parents who smoked pot? What's the argument there? Is it that the marijuana is going to corrupt the youth or something like that? Or that drug users are somehow worse for society than people that speed? Because it seems to me that the best argument is that, well, this is teaching kids that breaking the law is okay. And
well,
that
it would teach them that if the Texas Department of Child Protective Services actually followed its own laws. But here's a real problem is, remember, when you break the law, they take your kid away from you, put them in foster care, and they kill your kid. Right? When they break the law, whoops, I guess we're going to have to fix this. The agency, monitoring agency is called Texas Mentor, and state records show that 15 total deficiencies for the Austin branch of that agency over the past 2 years. Four of those deficiencies were for failing to perform proper background checks for people who live in foster homes. The state does not specify which homes were involved in those cases.
That's so, probably not a violation of the law. It's probably just a bureaucrat dropping the ball.
There you go. They can take your kid for anything and put them in a house with people who've been convicted of anything. That's just how crazy the system is. Yes, I agree. I understand. There are some parents that are completely unqualified to care for their children because they're crazy, they're violent, they're awful individuals. The solution the state has every single time will fail because they're not responsible for the results. If you took everybody in Texas CPS who was on a pay grade above these folks and threw them in jail for 1 year for this, just 1 year, you'd immediately see some bureaucracies snap to attention. But they'll never do it because the bureaucrats will never incarcerate themselves.
Well, yeah. Well, who would want to go to work where they could, at a bureaucracy where they would have to take that kind of risk?
Absolutely. It'd be a huge risk. Also, if you cut out parents who have backgrounds, for instance, I've got a felony. We've thought about doing foster care. We really don't have the room. I'm interested in it, though. So you're cutting out some people out of the paradigm if you just say, well, nobody who's ever had a violent felony can ever have a foster kid again.
Is that true? Is that one of the
rules? I don't know. I imagine it's true in some states.
I would say in the argument for the foster care system, for, say, the system down in Texas, is that children are important, children are our future. And like with so many other things, we need to have a system with rules. As our society has advanced, we've identified risk factors for children growing up. And so we have some rules. We codified them, like drug abuse. You don't want children to be around drug abusers.
Well, one of the things that I think people jump to conclusions about is they think that just because somebody got caught with some marijuana that they're a drug abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a common misconception. It's not fair. And most marijuana users are entirely responsible. They are employed. They have their own businesses or whatever. And marijuana is their recreational drug of choice. But that doesn't mean that you're abusing marijuana. But that's common that people think that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. What I'm getting at is, to borrow Thoreau, he said that people have to have this machine. They have to be able to hear the machine clanking away for them to have some reassurance. Mm. And then they don't have to think about it too much, just so long as they know that the machine is there. Then the machine is making the decisions. But the machine is not a machine. It's people, and it's people making, using their own discretion and being petty human beings. And it's not a system of dispassionate rules and stuff. It's fallible people doing this, and because of the incentives they have, because of the unique situation that the state of Texas is in, where they have no accountability, bad things like this happen. So
it's happening everywhere, not just the state of Texas. I remember a story out of Florida where they found out that one of the CPS top dogs was like a a child molester or had a huge child porn collection or both or something like that. It was just one of those revelations that, you know, just was a shocker, I think, to a lot of people. But, of course, you know, the whole bureaucracy didn't shut down. They didn't reorganize. They didn't change the way they do business.
There are allegations, and I haven't been, you know, they're being hunted down. At this point, we don't have a good news story on it. But there certainly have been some interesting news stories on children that are taken away and given to powerful people in the community or sold, you know, essentially through for, you know,
we've heard those before. Yeah.
So these are interesting things that go along with CPS. I mean, it's interesting, but at this point, it's really difficult. It's difficult to come out and say things when you don't have a solid news story.
Yeah.
I would imagine that any time, okay, so the government's run by powerful people. Powerful people want children just like anybody else.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, powerful people tend to be older. Older people have more difficulty having children, so powerful people probably want children more than people without power. So it seems to me that anytime you have powerful people and they want something, they can use the government apparatus to get what they want. So do I think that CPS has sold children? I would bet anything on it. Now, where and when and how, I can't point a finger to it.
You can't prove that.
It's simply my belief when it comes to power and the way that things are, you know, the way that human freedom works. It'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah. What you're saying, Mark, makes me think of on the dogmatic libertarian tip is that the government is this tool that is capable of so much power, potentially for good, often for evil, and people, whether they're good or bad, people can be good or bad, and just having this giant bludgeon, this tool for evil. It just shouldn't be there. It just shouldn't be there for anybody to make use of.
Boy, tell me about it. I wish we could convince more people of that sooner rather than later. Of course, that's one of the reasons why I think the Free State Project is so important, to move liberty-minded people, people that understand that the state is a terrible old idea and that we need to move beyond it, get those people to the same place to focus their activism in one place. We're seeing that work. It worked last night at the Concord City Council meeting where Free Staters and occupiers and other activists showed up in mass. They packed the meeting in Concord to speak out against the militarization the police. There is some video of that up right now at freekeen.com, so if you want to check that out. I thought that was pretty exciting. There are some good things happening. 855 450 free. 1 in 25 Americans arrested. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight here in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It makes a big difference for us when you send $5 a month in. And it's not something you really have to think about. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up through PayPal. Or use your Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And then it's automatically deducted from your account. And it makes a big difference for us because it allows us to reach out to new radio stations and bring new listeners on board so more people can experience and understand the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Radley Balco.
I was just going to say, Ian, and I maybe I shouldn't be, but I was going to say, I used to amp. I am currently not an amplifier.
You are helping enough simply by being here in the studio with us, John.
No, I'm gonna.
And you're the janitor. I mean, it's not like right. Things would be terrible around here without you.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm gonna become an amplifier because I'm a big fan of the show, and I challenge everybody who, you know, enjoys the Johnny Ray experience to amplify with me.
Well, I do appreciate that, Johnny Ray. Again, you don't have to go above and beyond that to that level, but if you do, gosh, thank you. The AMP program is really important to us. It does make a big difference for us, and it does help bring new stations on board. And by the way, I did finally take the time to update our affiliates list. We've got our brand new stations in Chicago, WCKG, WRSB, WASB, in the Rochester-Canandaigua area, in New York, and also in the VZ/Bangor, Maine area. We've got WNZS. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners. And, of course, if you aren't getting Free Talk Live on your local talk station, you can go to local.freetalklive.com. Because the AMP program helps, but if you contact your local talk station, that also helps. So there's instructions or suggestions on how to do that at local.freetalklive.com. Over at the Huffington Post, Radley Balco is the agitator. And he is reporting on a pretty shocking statistic. At least shocking if you haven't been paying attention. 1 out of 25 Americans was arrested in the year 2011.
1 out of 25 Americans was arrested
in
just 2011.
It's huge news. He says, we've heard a lot of talk about mass incarceration, the stop and frisk policies in New York, reforming the drug laws, and mandatory minimum sentencing. There's also been discussion about over-criminalization, that we have too many laws, too broadly enforced. From groups as ideologically diverse as the Heritage Foundation, the ACLU, the Cato Institute, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. But here's a related statistic that's pretty mind-blowing in and of itself. According to the FBI, in 2011 there were 3,991.1 arrests for every 100,000 people living in America. That means over the course of a single year, one out of 25 Americans was arrested. This means that the odds that somebody in your immediate family and your circle of friends have been arrested is pretty much a guarantee. One out of 25. The odds that somebody you work with being arrested, pretty much a guarantee at any business. One out of 25 Americans. Now, you probably don't know about it because most people are embarrassed by the fact that they are arrested. They want to keep it quiet. They want to shove it under the rug.
It doesn't help with work, I can tell you that.
No, certainly not. They want it to go away. And so, of course, they take the plea deal and end up paying hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in fines into the state. And, of course, most of the arrests that we're talking about here, well, how do they break down? According to the FBI...
I'm just thinking of the incentives here. I do want to hear what you have to say, but I'm just thinking about the incentives. Imagine that you ran an organization that profited from arresting people, and that those people were further incentivized to not let anyone else know that they were arrested. You would be highly incentivized to arrest people and give them a way to sort of pay their way out of it quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how often that's done, because it certainly happens with tickets. It used to be that you were worried about a ticket not because of the fine, but because of the points. This is what my mother always told me, the points that go on your license and then you get higher insurance and stuff like that. That this was always her concern, was not the fine. The fine's no problem. It's the points. But now the government will let you oftentimes pay the fine and not get the
and
points.
Avoid the points, yep.
Now, who does this serve? Assuming that these points are an indication of how good of a bad of a driver you are, and the insurance companies are there in order to, provide you insurance based on how good or bad of a driver you are, this is the government doing the opposite function of what it's supposed to do. But it's incentivized to do it, so it, of course, is going to. I wonder how many more circumstances where essentially they're like, yep, you're bonded out, just go ahead and you can pay this, you'll be convicted of that, you'll be on probation, but nobody will necessarily know. It's unsupervised probation, so if you come back, then we can fine you more. I wonder how many times it happens.
Have you ever been in a Massachusetts courtroom?
Yes. Well, I was in a – I had a speeding ticket and had to deal with, like, a magistrate, which I'm not entirely sure what that was. But essentially, they're like, I can see you're going to be a pain. How about you pay half price? And I said, okay.
Right. So every time I've ever been in a courtroom in Massachusetts, they just parade people up and they accept guilty pleas from them all. And there's usually a deal something like – well, we'll go ahead and we'll put this on file for $50. And, like, person after person that walks in there, it's $50, $50, $50, which actually seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, they really should raise their price.
Right, compared to a lot of courthouses and the way they do their business. But basically, they're just ringing the cash register every single person that walks in there to the tune of $50, and
yeah,
they feel like they won.
I don't know how many of these they can do in an hour. How many do you think they do in an hour, Ian?
God, they just run them right through. I mean, there's no negotiation.
It still takes time, though. I mean,
it doesn't take that much time.
They have to flip through the folders. The judge has to use the bathroom. 6 an hour?
At least.
Okay.
At least.
Seven, 8 an hour?
I bet they can do 10.
You think they're doing 10 an hour?
I bet they can do 10, yeah.
So that's $500 an hour. And I'm thinking stenographer, judge, two bailiffs, a prosecuting attorney guy, the defense attorney guy. I don't know if they're making money.
Well, that's the bare minimum. I mean, that's, in a lot of cases they do that. Obviously, in other cases, people get put on probation, and then they're paying the probation department $50 a month or whatever.
Yeah, but that's not making anything for the courtroom. I'm just claiming that a courtroom, if anybody can run a business at a loss, it would be the government. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
But a courtroom is an expensive proposition from the get-go. You've got to consider that these people generally make as much in benefits as they make in pay.
Yep.
And I mean, you could just wing it. Judge, 100,000. Stenographer, 40,000.
Oh, yeah. And there's at least seven bailiffs running around.
And well, there's other courtrooms running, too. And how many bailiffs per courtroom is really the question you have to ask yourself. But you can believe the bailiffs are getting 30, so double that to 60 with the benefits. The prosecuting and defense attorneys are probably both getting 80.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, even with all the money that courts take in, they're still just, you know, they're barely scraping by. I mean, their costs are ridiculous.
You think they just jump it up to 100? Clearly, nobody who understands a business is running these things.
Legislative.
If I had a business that I was people would be forced to do business with me, my prices would be a lot different than $50 a go.
They may be legislated, though.
Could be.
So back to the story here from Radley Balco.
That sounds like a deal, though, when you're talking when you say that $50 will put it on file.
And they make it seem like a real good deal for these people.
It sounds like a deal. It doesn't sound legislative.
I see what you're saying.
That's the problem with plea bargaining, is it doesn't serve anybody except guilty people and government bureaucrats.
The FBI also reports the arrest rate for violent crime was just 172 per 100,000. So, again, general arrest, the total arrest, 3,991 per 100,000. Violent crime, only 172 per 100,000. And for property crimes, it was 531. That means that in 2011, one out of 33 Americans were arrested for crimes that did not involve violence against another person or theft or damage to property. So one out of 33 Americans were arrested for non-violent, non-victim so-called crimes.
So what's the percentage? Do they give that the percentage of arrests that are non-violent, non-victim crimes?
The percentage of that 3,991? I guess you'd have to add up 172, 531, and then divvy that into the 391 or 39991. You can do those numbers during the break if you'd like, Mark. But it's a significant amount of people being arrested for the majority, the vast majority, the supermajority of people are being arrested for non-crimes.
It's like one in seven.
More people were arrested for drug crimes than any other class of crimes. About one in every 207 of us, one in every 258 of us was arrested for drunk driving. The FBI doesn't keep track, but presumably the remaining arrests were for crimes like prostitution, vandalism, public intoxication, disorderly
conduct. Vandalism has a victim.
And other consensual crimes and relatively minor offenses. That's right. It does have a victim. I don't think he was claiming it didn't. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. And stop and frisk. We'll get into that coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fate. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.